Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 216 of the Retro Gamers Podcast. Larry here, and this week it's a solo show. Anthony, unfortunately, is unavailable right now. He is on assignment, and this is going to give me some time for us to interact. You know, it's been a while since we have been able to talk, to hang out, to get to know each other. How are you doing today? All right. So rest assured, we're going to keep this one short and sweet, but I got some wonderful, wonderful items to talk about. Some stuff that I even might throw out to Anthony for next week because I want to get his ideas on some items. But first, I want to talk about some stuff that I picked up over the weekend. And I kind of took a break for a little while from shopping. Kind of laid low for a little bit with the new year, but now I am back, and I got a couple of gift cards for Christmas that I had to burn, and I did just that. So let me show you some of the things that I picked myself up. I've recently rehooked up my PlayStation 2. I have the Slim PS2, the Silver Edition, and obviously it doubles as the PS1, but I don't know, I just felt like kind of expanding my PS2 library for the first time in a long time, actually. So I picked up a couple PS2 games, as always. I'm just going to hide the price out of respect for Game On. Here's one that I saw from a review of the arcade version, and the game itself looks okay, so I'm going to figure give it a whirl. Gauntlet Seven Sorrows. So, looking forward to giving that a shot. See there? Very cool. And a game that I actually forgot had a sequel. I really enjoyed the first one. Obviously, now that my PS2 is hooked up again, I'm going to go back and really give it a shot there. I'm just trying. Can I pull that up a little bit more? All right. Hopefully, that sound will be a little bit better. Nope. I'm going to lower that back down on the fly. A game that I played the original, I loved it, kind of heralded as almost like a 3D Ghosts and Goblins, but I didn't realize it was a sequel. Maximo versus Army of Zin. Maximo versus Army of Zin. So that looks pretty sweet. You can give that a shot. Both look in great condition. So two games looking forward to. I don't have any batteries in it yet. But Game On got a bunch of these in, and this one I bought really because I don't remember much of it, and I kind of want to give it something new. Tiger Electronic. Have you seen one of these in a while, huh? Holy cow, that is a blast from the past. Sub Wars, if they should bar wars. Electronic Sub Wars, excuse me. So, very odd because the D-pad is on the other side, so that's weird, but it is what it is at this point. So Sub Wars looks pretty cool. I gotta throw some batteries in it. I haven't done it yet. It takes a couple of AA batteries, which I have lying around somewhere. Those are those, though. That's simple. That's easy. This, though, I was very happy that they had in stock, and even more happier that I now own it. Game & Watch. An original Game & Watch. Look at this. Mario's Cement Factory. Look at that. I mean, come on. All right, the box has got some love to it. This thing came out in 83. Yep, 1983. But even though the box looks like it's had some better days, when you pull this up, the actual system itself, I mean, look at that. For those watching on YouTube, and remember, folks, hit that like button on YouTube. Smash it, for crying out loud. And subscribe wherever you watch or listen. Look at that. Again, no batteries right now. They're on their way. They'll be arriving the day after I record this. But this is sweet. I haven't had a Game & Watch an OG Game & Watch in a long, long time. And the games on the Game Boy were absolutely phenomenal. The Game & Watch series, but there were about four or five of them. So this is really cool. Even with some instructions came with it. Even instructions for a different game were in it. So, but that was the big purchase, the Mario Cement Factory. And I'm very happy. Very happy with the quality. Can't wait to get the batteries in there and give it a shot. And then I went, so Saturday I went to Miller Place. And then Sunday I went to Smithtown because Game On has two stores. Now, during the summer, you may remember I pre-ordered from Analog, which is, you know, like kind of like the high-end dealer, the Ferrari, if you will, of a lot of these clone systems. And they just, I don't know if it went on pre-order already, but they're going to be doing a Turbo Duo, the TurboGrafx 16 and the TurboGrafx CD. But they've also pre-ordered what's called the Analog Pocket, which will play Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance games. And then with attachments, you can play Game Gear, Lynx, and Neo Geo Pocket games. I think Neo Geo Pocket Color, to be specific. Hopefully. Because otherwise, this purchase is going to suck. So, in preparing for that system to come out, I've purchased two Neo Geo Pocket Color cartridges. One, Puzzle Bobble Mini. I think that looks pretty cool. Go to the Puzzle Bobble or Bust a Move, if you will, here in North America. The Bust a Move series. And then, of course, Sonic Pocket Adventure. I mean, come on now. Gotta have a Sonic game. Is that zooming in? Is that even focusing? That's not even focusing. Focus! Whatever. So, my first two and my only two Game Boy Neo Geo Pocket Color games, which I think are pretty cool. And I'm excited to give that a whirl once they do come out, once the system comes out. And then the last thing to show before we move on to really just news this week. And, you know, sometimes I've done so many Kickstarters, I kind of forgot what I've done. So, this one here is a game that I backed. It kind of, I was told it gave the feel of Mega Man. And, I mean, who doesn't love a nice sadistic Mega Man game? And I got the reward in the mail. It's a game called Trophy. Look at this thing. Look at that baby blue. Holy cow. That is a gorgeous looking cart. Kind of a transparent baby blue game called Trophy. You can go to the website 6502collective.com. Again, that's 6502collective.com to go check it out. You can purchase, I think you can purchase the ROM itself. So, you know, if you have the like an emulator or the Evercast or Evercades, what do they call Evercasts? ROM. Flashcards is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, you can get this game and you can purchase it and you can play it because I got the physical copy. I'm not going to lie. When I got it, I just cart alone and I backed cart alone. I kind of wish I got the box and the manual. So is what it is. I'm not worried about it. It's going to go, oh, that's what I wanted to pick up today. A Game On. I meant to get one of the NES sleeves. Ah, that'll be next time. All right. But I'm looking forward to trying this whenever I get the Polymega to show up, which hopefully is in February. And then finally, there's a game, which I'm going to try and, put up because I'm also doing the video edit this week. So we'll see what happens. I'll try and put up maybe around here, a game called Dedeus. It is a Game Boy game, an original Game Boy game that is actually being released on physical hardware on an actual gray cart. It's not on Kickstarter or anything. I'll post the link in the description. It's basically almost like a top-down, I'll call it a Link's Awakening-esque gameplay to it, horror game. It's got 11 different endings in it, which is going to drive me nuts, but I'll, you know, do what I got to do. So, you know, this game Deadeus, really not much more to it. Check it out, though, the website, especially for purchase. And, you know, let me know also, because we always want to hear from you. We love hearing from our fans and from our listeners. And, you know, if you know a game out there, you know, a ROM, not even a hack, an original game, you know, like Trophy, like Deadeus, that you know about, let us know. We definitely want to check it out, especially if it's one of these systems. That's what it was. I backed another game on Kickstarter. I'll mention it next week. I don't have the info right now because I just did it. It's a shoot 'em up, and it's going to be released for the Genesis and the Mega Drive. So I'll have more information for that next week, and I'll try and put the links up as well. I'm terrible at putting the links up. So it's been the beginning of the year is not like 2021's not starting like 2020, but it's a slow start. So I haven't been able to really, because I usually update the Instagram and stuff. Anthony does wonders with the Facebook page. I've been a little lacking on the Instagram and Twitter. Don't even get me started. But I'll be looking to update, like, as far as a lot of these links and these Kickstarters and stuff like that. But I want to talk news. And I want to talk about some news that come out recently. And everyone most likely is already aware of this. As usual, whenever stuff breaks, like these releases or information, it's always like a day or two after we recorded that week's episode. And then we got to wait a whole week and usually a couple of days before we can talk about it. That's what's happening here. But Arcade 1UP has released their 2021 cabinet lineup. And by golly, it is a doozy. I mean, let's just hit it right, you know, right in the breadbasket, because this is the one that everyone's been waiting for. Finally being released as an Arcade 1UP 4-player cabinet. And really, you can't blame them for doing the 4-player and not the 6. The original X-Men arcade game. Yes, the one, the tremendous arcade game that is heralded to be probably one of the best arcade games, period. One of the best arcade beat-em-ups, period, was released only once for home consoles on the PS3 and on the 360 years ago. I happen to have it on my 360. It's the only reason why I'm not getting rid of my 360, just like I have the Simpsons arcade game on the PS3, like official releases, and I'm not getting rid of my PS3 really because of that. But the X-Men, 4-player arcade game, finally coming home. It will be Wi-Fi connectivity, so you will be able to play this game. I'm sorry, I'm hitting the table. That's why it looks a little, this is not an earthquake warning. I got to stop hitting the table. Wi-Fi, so you can play your friends who also have the X-Men cabinet. Now, does this mean that you get three different cabinets, 2 players each? Could you get a 6-player game going on it? I don't know, because the screen is designed for the 4-player size, because the 6-player arcade, remember, had 2 screens. But nevertheless, how often are you going to have 3 of your friends over to constantly play this? Nowadays, not so much. Once the vaccines and everything come out, different ballgame. But for now, this X-Men arcade, I know Anthony, or he's probably already got it pre-ordered, knowing him, and I don't blame him. Couple other games on it. I think there was the Captain America game on it. And then another one, like Galactic Empire. I don't have it written down. I apologize. It's a weird X-Men beat-em-up. Fighter. I don't remember ever coming out. It's like Galactic Empire. We'll have more information on that next week. But the key game is the X-Men arcade game. That's the one. So that's pretty cool. Some other ones to mention, though. They're coming out with a Battletoads arcade machine, Arcade 1-Up is. If you have the Rare Replay game for the Xbox One, it has the original NES Battletoads, which I believe will be on this cabinet. But that game also had Battletoads Arcade, which obviously will be probably the main game of this cabinet. So that looks pretty cool. Dragon's Lair is coming out, and it's the triple whammy. Dragon's Lair, Dragon's Lair 2, and Space Ace. If I saw it correctly, there might be two different cabinets. One Dragon's Lair, one Space Ace. Don't quote me on that one. And then, of course, they're doing a few Legacy cabinets. An Atari Legacy cabinet. A Capcom. That's the one I'm looking at. Legacy cabinet. And a Pac-Man Legacy cabinet. We're going to have some more Pac-Man news coming up. And then, finally, they got this four-player, like, bar stool or bar table Pong. Thing looks awesome. It's just Pong. There's about four or five different versions, and you know, like Breakout and stuff like that. But four players. It's round, and it's like a cocktail table. No, it's higher than a cocktail table actually. I think you could stand next to it if I saw the pictures right. But still, Pong still making its way through. So Arcade 1-Up 2021 is already looking phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to that. Some other news, as far as your wallet is concerned, a new Nintendo Switch is going to be coming out. Not the new Nintendo Switch, but a new Nintendo Switch, a color-themed Nintendo Switch, a Mario-themed Switch. Yes, it's going to be a red and blue Nintendo Switch, which actually looks really cool, this collection. For the first time ever, the system itself is going to be a different color other than black. It's going to be red. The cartridges will have the red and blue color scheme to it. So will the dock. And, you know, it's all part of Nintendo's 35th anniversary of Super Mario. And I got to be honest with you, I'm really digging this Switch. Now, granted, this is probably the newer model, of course, and one that has a better battery and stuff. And I hate to say it, but every now and again, when I boot my Switch up, I mean, it's not like VCS level loud, but that fan, that little tiny fan in there, I'm starting to hear more and more. And I've had the Switch for 3 years, and I played the hell out of it. I mean, I play the Switch more for a while than any other system until I downloaded Bloodstained, which is now dominating my gaming, as some of you saw on the social media. And that I'm playing on Xbox. But this Mario theme Switch, you know, it might be enough for me to update. Technically, it is an updated Switch compared to the original one, like the one I own. Why not? So, but if you look at it here, it's got, again, great color scheme. Very, you know, those colors pop. They're iconic. It's Nintendo. It should be themed Mario. So definitely check that out, the Mario Switch theme. Couple more games, and these I kind of stumbled across. You know, I kind of found these just searching the internet. One is this gorgeous, and it's for the 40th anniversary of Pac-Man, or part of the continued anniversary of Pac-Man, this gold plug-and-play. And I mean gold plug-and-play. Damn thing's shiny. And it's a gold Pac-Man, and it's got a whole bunch of Pac-Man games on it, like others in the past have. But that gold plating, man, that looks, you know, tight. I mean, it looks pimp. That's right. I said it. I'm down with the lingo, kids. Trust me. This isn't just some middle-aged gamer trying to recapture his youth. You look at it here, you know, it's got that shine to it, that, you know, if you walk into someone's house and you see this gold Pac-Man plug-and-play, you're going to think to yourself, what's in the garage? I mean, honestly, you know, that you see here in this apartment, you're like, this doesn't fit right. That's, you know, pretty cool looking. But the thing that I saw that I'm really intrigued about is this Pac-Man Monopoly. Now, Monopoly, and if Anthony was here, he can tell you because he loves his board games. Monopoly is iconic. Growing up, I remember my parents got actually a Monopoly and Scrabble, like from the, what the hell was that thing called? Not the Smithsonian, but it was like the Benjamin Franklin Mint Collection or something like that. Like, they were like high-end board games. The Scrabble and Monopoly boards were on like these oak boards that were about that thick. I mean, these were high-end. These were expensive. And this has to be late 80s, early 90s. easily, early 90s probably. The pieces, like Scrabble, the letters were gold. Monopoly, the pieces were silver. You know, the houses were silver. I think the hotels were gold. Had this gorgeous like felt laid out drawer for the money and the deeds. So Monopoly and all the different versions of Monopoly. So there's this Pac-Man Monopoly, as you can see here. But it's weird because it's a hybrid board game arcade game. And apparently every time you pass go, you play the arcade game. It's almost like Baby Pac-Man. That was the hybrid arcade pinball game. So I don't know more. I got to learn or read up more about how this particular board game, Pac-Man Monopoly game works. But the incorporation of the arcade, it's a tiny arcade. It's a very tiny arcade. Nothing fancy, don't get me wrong. It's not like a gold-plated plug-and-play. But, you know, it's pretty interesting. I like the concept. So, but definitely, again, check it out wherever you buy your Monopoly games. Like I said, I'm keeping this one on the short end, you know, probably just another few minutes. But I want to talk about this week to kind of wrap things up. This week... Well, last week, I should say, you know, we showed and we took, no, not last week, 2 weeks ago. You know, we showed the, we posted the graphic on Facebook of all the anniversaries this year. And we're going to be missing a few, I know that. But the one I want to hit on, the one that kind of happened just right now is the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. 25th anniversary of the game coming out in Japan, 1996, Pokemon Red and Pokemon Green for the Game Boy. The United States and North America did not get Pokemon, and we got Pokemon Red and Blue until 98. Now, I could have sworn we got it in 96, but I stand corrected. We got it in 1998. We got Red and Blue, where Green eventually was like a special edition that we got. And over in Japan, 2 years earlier, was Red and Green, and Blue was a special edition. Then it later came out with Yellow as a special edition, the Pikachu edition, and then, of course, we all know the rest of the games from there. Pokemon has become one of the most successful IPs and brands the world has seen. I mean, I don't have numbers in front of me, but it rivals Star Wars, Marvel, or Disney, all this stuff. And Pokemon, you know, that original game, which I didn't play, I'm going to admit right now, I did not buy a Pokemon, an original Pokemon game, until about 4 or 5 years ago when they released them on the 3DS Virtual Console. That's when I finally bought an original Pokemon. So I still don't have a cartridge Pokemon game. Really the only, and let me say, I didn't get Pokemon, not for like, I thought it was, you know, a kid's game or just, I just wasn't interested in it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Just wasn't my style, wasn't my game. But I definitely recognize how Pokemon has changed the landscape of gaming, of movies, of television. Think about it. I mean, without Pokemon, you don't really get Digimon or some of the other, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Some of these other, well, the card-based games are a little different. But, you know, some of these spin-offs, not knockoffs, not, well, not even spin-offs, but these other versions. But Pokemon, I mean, just look at what it's garnered into. Pokemon Go, one of the highest, most successful apps, gaming apps that there is. It actually got people to get out and walk and become healthy. The movies. I mean, we all probably remember the original Pokemon movie, the cartoon movie. I did not see it in the theaters. I saw it first when it came on DVD. I still have the soundtrack to it, you know, and which I still listen to. I don't care what anybody says. I still listen to that soundtrack. That's a kick-ass soundtrack, that original Pokemon movie, which they redid, and it's on Netflix, like Mewtwo Evolution or something like that. Detective Pikachu. Movie was phenomenal. And Detective Pikachu goes to show that you can do a video game movie without having to make these alterations. Because I think if it wasn't for Detective Pikachu, they wouldn't have been able to have the backbone of the stance for everyone complaining about the Sonic movie to change Sonic to look, to make him look more like the video game character, you know, the sprite, I should say. Because Detective Pikachu, look, these Pokemon look like they were pulled straight out of the video game and put onto the silver screen. And I, that was, no matter how silly it looked, they did it and it worked. And I think that's what helped the Sonic movie, you know, changing Sonic so he looks more like Sonic and not like just some guy in a Sonic suit, like originally. But Pokemon still going today. We have new Pokemon Snap getting ready to come out in April for the Nintendo Switch. My foray into Pokemon really was on the N64 in college. Pokemon Puzzle League, of all games, to dominate the third floor of Earl Hall at Adelphi University in Garden City, New York. You may have heard from the hallway in one of the rooms way down in the corner of the hall every now and again. And this was a co-ed dorm, folks, back in the late 90s. And you'd just be hearing, you know, Squirtle, Squirtle, Pikachu, you know, Charizard. It was Pokemon Puzzle League is basically Tetris 2 with a Pokemon overlay on it. Really, the Pokemon was just for the selling point. The game is Tetris 2, but the game's very addicting, and we played a lot of it in college competitively. But you still picked your Pokemon, and it was three out of five. So needless to say, really why I didn't do much dating in college. But that was really my only foray into Pokemon games. I know Anthony had I think he had Pokemon Snap. I think he had Pokemon Safari. I could be wrong on that one. He might have had Pokemon Stadium, but again, I think I'm talking out of turn for Anthony. If I could say this, though, with the Switch, even though I'm not playing Sword and Shield, those Pokemon games is really the first time you get the core gameplay of these pocket monsters on a home console like the Switch. I do have, you know, Let's Go Pikachu, which is like your beginner's game to Pokemon, which I really got to go back and play. This year has to be a year of completion for me. But I started playing, you know, Let's Go Pikachu, and I enjoyed it. You know, I didn't get far into it because I got distracted, as I do. But I was enjoying it. And it's a great kind of starter's game, that Pokemon game. But for someone like Anthony or someone out there like yourself, who just may not like the Game Boy or just wasn't a fan of the Game Boy, definitely go out, get Sword, get Shield, or dare I say, get a Game Boy and get some of the original games. Because Pokemon, you know, if we didn't have Pokemon, I feel like the world would be a little bit of a different place. Because a lot of people come together with Pokemon. You play the game, you trade your characters, you battle your characters. It was really one of the first social gaming games out there, even back in 96 and 98, because you traded your Pokemon and you battled your Pokemon between multiple Game Boys. So, you know, that Pikachu really does go a long way. And if you think about it, maybe we need some more Pokemon in our lives. So, but happy 25th anniversary to Pokemon. And, you know, I'm going to try and play a little bit more of it and see what I can do with them. But other than that, like I said, I'm going to keep it short. You know, I want to thank everyone for joining me this week. Like I said, Anthony was unavailable. I was out last week. I want to thank Rich. Rich, thank you very much for stopping by last week. You and Anthony had a wonderful episode about replay value games. And there are a ton of games I go back. All the games I replay are just because I like getting my butt kicked, apparently. You know, for me, the replays are Contras, the Mega Mans, even some of the Castlevanias. But again, Rich, thank you very much for subbing for me last week. Anthony should be back, as far as I know, next week. So the band will be back together. And I'm going to wrap it up here. Folks, please follow us everywhere. Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, wherever you listen to podcasts, hit the subscribe button. Watch us on YouTube, on Instagram TV. Again, please follow us there. YouTube, smash that like button an odd number of times so that way the thumbs up button stays lit. That's how we'll be able to get out there to the masses. And we appreciate everyone who listens, everyone who watches. We love your feedbacks. We really do. And one of the best feedbacks I like to see is the ones where we keep being compared and people saying, you know, you guys just sound like you're having a conversation. And when I'm listening, I feel like I'm just in the room. And that's how we want this to be. We love having that interaction and that feel to it. We're gamers. Yeah, all right, we're in our 40s, but we're gamers. And we love the genre of gaming and the retro aspect of it, which is why I'm obsessed with Bloodstained right now, Ritual of the Night. It plays just like Symphony of the Night. I mean, it is ridiculous, and I stink at it. I'm like 11 hours in, and I'm only like 51% done with the game. But as soon as I'm done recording here, I'm going to go and play some more. So, folks, thank you very much for joining me this week for this handheld edition, appropriately enough, since it's the Pokemon 25th anniversary. We want to hear from you. Let us know about the Arcade 1-Up cabinets you're interested in. If you're a Pokemon fan, games you may have picked up on Kickstarter and you're loving. Let us hear from it. And folks, we will catch you right here next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.